returning home to the place I have been before. It's been a long and lovely time. Now I'm turning home to what my heart's been searching for. Never more to roam. I'm turning home.
Greetings and welcome to Turning Home. This is your pastor at Paradise, Rob Ernest from Paradise United Methodist Church in Smithville, Missouri.
Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel of John, John 15, 1 through 12. John 15, 1 through 12. This is Jesus speaking with the disciples. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. If you have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you, abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Being in broadcasting as long as I was, still to this day, I tend to pay much more attention to commercials than to the TV programs themselves. Same thing on radio. I'm much more fascinated with how the commercials are produced than the actual product of a television show. One of the best and funniest commercial campaigns I've ever seen on TV was the Geico Insurance NASCAR commercials. They ran maybe 15, 20 years ago featuring Lauren Wallace. Now, Lauren is the younger cousin of Mike and Rusty Wallace, former NASCAR driver. Some of y'all might remember them. And he was about 10 or 12 years old when this particular commercial was done. There was a series of them, and the first one features Lauren. And Lauren's got a toothpick in his mouth, and he's looking cool, and he's got his little fire suit on. Well, you might remember it. I think we've got it ready to play here. Marty, you want to play that?
What do you think of Mike Wallace and the Geico Toyota?
Whatever. He's out there selling car insurance. I'm out there to win.
Isn't he your cousin?
I didn't say I wouldn't go fishing with the man. All I'm saying is, he comes near me, I'll put him in the wall.
You don't even race in the series.
Listen, go-kart track, grocery store, those remote-controlled boats. When it comes to Mike Wallace, story ends with me putting him in the wall.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I still have funny stuff. Story ends with me putting him in the wall. That's how it ends. Every time. And that's the way with Jesus, too. Do you know that? No, he doesn't end up putting anybody in the wall, all right? But with Jesus, the story always ends the same. And that is the case in this passage that we just read from John. In this story, Christ's time on earth is nearly finished. He has less than 24 hours before his death, and he's been teaching the disciples many great lessons about the things of God. And he's still got to pack some even greater lessons into just a few hours' time. They've just come from the upper room where he has washed their feet. He has had the Last Supper with them, and he sent Judas on his way to betray him. And now he's going to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. Soon the soldiers are going to come, and there will be no more time for prayer. But on the way, there is at least time for one more lesson. Now, during this time of year, there, probably in mid or late April, in the middle part of spring. The grapevines would have been beginning to blossom with the promise of a new and fresh harvest. And as Jesus walked with his disciples, I can kind of imagine he reached out, probably took one of these vines in his hands and used it to teach an object lesson on the way. He wants to teach them about the most vital relationship that they have in their lives, the one that is with Jesus and the Father. And he says, I am the true vine. This is the last of the Lord's I am statements. Remember when Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, meaning the perfect shepherd, the excellent shepherd? The same thing is meant here. The true vine is the good vine. It's the perfect vine. It's the excellent vine. It is the genuine article. All the other vines are false. They're counterfeit. And God is the vine grower, the one who planted the vine, the one who sent the vine to us. We then are the branches of that vine. If we are joined with Christ, and if we abide in him and he in us. Jesus uses that word a lot in this passage, doesn't he? Abide, abide, abide. If you look at abide in the dictionary, it means to accept without objection, to conform to remain in stable contact. He says, in order to bear much fruit, we must abide in him, remain in him as he abides in us. We must accept him without objection as he does with us. Conform to him, remain in stable contact with him. As branches of the vine, that's Jesus, our life and energy are linked to our connection to the vine and as such to God. We define this special relationship with God all the time. Maybe you've been doing this and you haven't known that you've been doing it. We say it all the time when we maybe end a prayer with, through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. This phrase describes exactly what Jesus is talking about here and what he has said many, many times before. As Lauren Wallace might say, the story ends the same. The story that Jesus has taught over and over and over again is the same. And it's this, you will know the Father by knowing me. You will get to the Father through me. Jesus says, the Father's the vine keeper. I'm the vine. You are my branches. When we use that five-word phrase, through Jesus Christ our Lord, we are reminding ourselves and others how it is that we can see most clearly that Jesus is the vine that nourishes us and enables us to grow if we abide in him and he in us. If we conform to him, accept him without objection, remain stable in him, we are the branches, and if we abide in him and he in us, the story ends the same. We will receive everything we need through our relationship with Jesus as the vine, and through him we also know what God is like. But is that the point? Does the story end there? When we have arrived at the place where we can say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. Without objection, I will remain in constant, stable contact with him. I will conform to his likeness. I will abide in him and he in me. Is that the end of the story? Is that the point of being in this relationship with the true vine? Nope. The purpose is to bear fruit. And not just some fruit, a lot of fruit. Jesus wants us to be very fruity, to bear much fruit. And some of you folks are pretty fruity, I got to admit. It's not enough for us just to be nice-looking branches, good-looking plants. Next Sunday, we're going to be partaking of the sacrament of Holy Communion as we do every first Sunday. When we drink the grape juice, signifying the blood of Jesus Christ shed for us, we call that the fruit of the vine. The fruit is the purpose of the vine. The end result of the vineyard grower's efforts. You can have the most beautiful vineyards and vines in the world, but if you don't produce any fruit, any grapes, then they are of no use. They're of no value. In our first appointment in Newark, Arkansas, Donna and I tried to grow a garden. We planted a couple of tomato plants out in the backyard. And those plants grew and grew and grew. They must have been 5 or 6 foot tall. Beautiful, healthy plants, hardy plants. Not a tomato on them. They were of no use to us. I pulled them up and burned them. That's what Jesus says will happen to the branches of his vineyard if they don't produce any fruit. A vine's sole purpose is to bear fruit. Just like our tomato plants, if we're not producing fruit, we might just be pulled up, thrown into the fire, and burned. Why not? What's the point of a branch not producing any fruit? But we may be asking ourselves at this point, what is the fruit that I need to be producing? If we're not sure, then we're probably not producing any. If we're conforming to, accepting without objection, and remaining in stable contact with the vine, guess what? We are producing fruit. If we're abiding in the vine, we don't have to do anything else. Fruit bearing is a passive activity on the part of the branch. If the branch is truly a part of the vine, then the vine will produce the fruit through the branches. Stay with me here. I don't know about you, but I find that very liberating. As a branch of the vine, Jesus, I am not required to do anything but abide, conform, remain, accept. I'm going to go out on a fishing expedition here. Anybody remember a movie called The Big Lebowski? Anybody? A couple of heads shaking. Say it with me if you do. Remember this. The dude abides. Some of you are going to have to go to Netflix this afternoon and watch that. It is the vine's responsibility, Jesus, to produce his fruit in my life. That frees me up from having to work and labor to get his approval. If I will just yield to him, conform to him, abide in him, he will do the work. Awesome! What then is this fruit that's so important? Once again, as Lauren Wallace would say, the story ends the same. If we just listen to what Jesus says to us over and over and over again, the fruit, to bear fruit, is to love. Love. Do the works of love. The Father's love for Jesus is mirrored in Jesus' love for us. The vineyard grower's care for the vine is passed along in the vine's care for the branches. That's us. We're the branches. So the branches can't help but produce, da-da-da-da, love. The end of the story is this. Jesus says, this is my commandment, not a suggestion, not a wish, not a hope, a commandment. This is a commandment. Jesus said it. This is my commandment that you love one another, here's the hard part, as I have loved you. That's hard. Not as we can love each other. That's kind of weak love. As Jesus has loved us. That's hard. That's what he said, do. Command it. There are other fruits when we abide with Jesus. Remember them? Faith, hope, love. What do? Abide. These three as fruits of the vine, but the greatest of these is love. If the branch abides with the vine, which abides in the vineyard, it cannot help but produce much fruit. If we abide with Jesus as he abides with God the Father, we cannot help but produce much fruit. And the fruit is love. Love out of our mouths. Love out of our eyes. Love out of our hands. Love out of our feet. Love out of our mouths. Love out of our faces. If we are abiding in Jesus today, we can't help but sprout love from all around us. Here's the end of another one of Jesus' stories. He says to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. You know, poor Randy across the street from me, sometimes he's not going to want me to love him like I love myself. Sometimes I don't love myself very well, very good. very much. It's at those times that I find myself not conforming to God's will. I've got some objections about the way things are going, about the way God's handling stuff. I don't think he should be handling it that way. If it was me, I'd handle it another way. I'm not remaining stable in my relationship to God. I'm not abiding in him very well when that happens. It's at those times that I don't love myself very much. And I'm sure Randy's not going to want me to love him like that. It's very hard to love someone who doesn't love himself or herself. It's darn near impossible for them to love anyone else. But when we are attached to, stabilized by, conformed with, and abiding in the love of Jesus Christ, when that love is flowing unabated from the vine to the branches, Jesus to us, that's when the love of God comes oozing out of us. That's when we truly know what love is. That's when we can start loving others with the same kind of love Jesus has for us. And you know what? It's at that point when others can start loving us the same way, when they see Jesus' love in us. You know, it's at that point, watch it, because they'll come right up to you and they'll ask you, what's wrong with you? What's gotten into you? Whatever you got, I want some of it. The story ends the same. God so loved us that he planted a beautiful vine in his garden to nourish and sustain us. And his name is Jesus. All we have to do is abide with him, remain with him. And the fruit of that union will be everlasting love that flows from the Father through the Son to you and to me. That's really how the story ends. Thanks be to God.
I'm turning home to the place I have been before. It's been a long and lovely time. Now I'm turning home to what my heart's been searching for. Never more to roam. I'm turning home.
Are you looking for a church home? You are certainly welcome at Paradise United Methodist Church in Smithville, Missouri. Join us for in-person worship every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. or online on Facebook Live, YouTube, or from the website at cometoparadise.org. This is Pastor Rob. Looking forward to seeing you. Blessings on your head.